I want to give a quick shout out to Josh Cole for becoming a patron of the Daily Devotional Podcast. I appreciate your emails and your tweets, and I appreciate your support, Josh. It really does mean a lot. Thank you so much. If anyone else is interested in becoming a patron of the Daily Devotional Podcast, just visit dailydevotionalpodcast.com/support. Mark chapter 13, verses 14 through 37. But when you see the abomination of desolation standing where he ought not to be, let the reader understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let the one who is on the housetop not go down nor enter his house to take anything out. And let the one who is in the field not turn back to take his cloak. And alas for women who are pregnant and for those who are nursing infants in those days. Pray that it may not happen in winter. For in those days there will be such tribulation as has not been from the beginning of the creation that God created until now, and never will be. And if the Lord had not cut short the days, no human being would be saved. But for the sake of the elect whom he chose, he shortened the days. And then if anyone says to you, "Look, here is the Christ," or "Look, there he is," do not believe them. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and perform signs and wonders to lead astray, if possible, the elect. But be on guard. I have told you all things beforehand. But in those days after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts out its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But concerning that day or that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard, keep awake, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey, when he leaves home and puts his servants in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to stay awake. Therefore stay awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or when the rooster crows, or in the morning, lest he come suddenly and find you asleep. And what I say to you, I say to all, stay awake. Jesus begins to explain the tribulations and the troubles to come before he returns. Now, if you grew up around church, it's easy to become cynical about these sorts of verses, because we've heard Jesus is coming for our entire lives, but it seems like nothing has changed. But these scriptures are true, and they are important. Jesus is coming again. And he says to be on guard. He wants us to be on guard and be ready for his return, because it gives us a sense of urgency. This anticipation helps us to keep a lighter hold on the things of the world. It helps us to see what matters. It also makes us bold in sharing the gospel with lost people. So whether it's 2 days from now or 2,000 years, Jesus is coming back, and he wants us to anticipate his return and to be on guard, to be awake. What if we woke up every day and said, "Jesus is coming soon, so I need to live like it"? How much different would our lives be? Thank you for listening to the Daily Devotional Podcast. I'd love to hear from you and pray for you. Follow me on Twitter at Devotion Podcast, or you can email me at dailydevotionalpodcast@gmail.com. Let me know what you think about this scripture by leaving a comment at dailydevotionalpodcast.com, or just click the link in the show notes. Also, if you would take just a moment and rate and review the podcast on iTunes, it would mean a lot to me. Thanks. If you'd like to listen to more daily devotional podcasts, you can find over 450 episodes for free at dailydevotionalpodcast.com.